Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Every Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. No, I'm just kidding. You're not going to believe this. Dog years was all a lie.
Jason, this is not new news.
You've known about dog years being a lie all this time?
Dog years, you know, people say, oh, if you're two, your dog's two, he's seven in human years. No, it's a different It's a different calculation, but depending on the size and the type, the ages are different.
I always thought it wasn't it 7 years?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
That's what they said, but it's wrong.
Smart people have known this is not true for years now.
Really?
Yeah. Decades even.
Okay. How many years in dog years have smart people known?
Good point. Depends how much you weigh.
Well, I mean, again, because it's not linear. So, like, when I first learned it, it was a lot. I knew it for, like, the first 2 years, I knew it for, like, 14 years. But then it kind of tapered off, and eventually it just equals out to just one.
Exactly. Yeah,
so, a new study out of the University of California, San Diego. Yeah, California, San Diego, eh? Says that, at the first year, and I guess this makes sense, the first year of the dog's life, they take a huge leap. Basically, a one-year-old dog is basically like a 30-year-old person. Mm-hmm. By age two, they're about 40 years, and then it starts to slow down. A 10-year-old dog is closer to a 70-year-old person, and then it basically is just one for one every year after that. Now, isn't this just so that you can calculate when your dog is going to die? Isn't that?
Ooh, that sounds a bit grim, but I mean, maybe not.
Why are we trying to convert the years anyway? What does it matter?
I think we like to humanize everything, you know?
Yeah.
We give cars names and behavior traits and things. I think sometimes it's easy if you know your dog's age and there's something new that's going on, it might be, oh, you know, he's in his teenage years or he's maybe starting to feel arthritis now. But I think the number one reason we do it is just because we humanize everything.
Right.
I think it's so you can sit there and be like, oh, well, that's blah, 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 in dog years.
Yeah.
It's just people that are bragging about being able to multiply by seven.
What a brag.
Look, for a lot of people, that's a huge accomplishment, all right?
Yeah, Jason, you should know all about that.
What's that?
Math bragger.
I was just going to say, seven is a really good number for me. I can do all the sevens.
I could do sevens pretty easily, too.
Oh, yeah?
I can do all of them.
I can do all of them.
Up to 10. Really, maybe 12.
I have to really think hard about it.
Well, I remember as a kid, Mom, do we still have this? We used to have a little tape that she would play, and it was just the multiplication tables. But, like, each one.
Did she play it while you were sleeping?
Just on the way to school and stuff, I think. But, like, each one had a different theme to it, and there were raps.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the only one I remember was the fives, and that was because it was a guy, he was running on a football field. Like, he was a football player, and he was about to score.
Oh.
And so they're counting down
the
yardage.
Do it for us. Come on.
It was like 5, 10, 15, 25, or 5, 15, 20, 25.
Touchdown. I know we've
Mom, the tapes failed.
I know we've been a little while without sports, but that's not the way that it goes. That's it.
Right.
That's all I remember is though, but they just kept doing it. And then it would be 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Uh-huh. And just every time they would just bring it in, something happened. That's all I want the tape because I want to know what all these were.
Oh my God, that's excellent. Who thought of that, I wonder?
But nines are easy because you flip it.
Yeah.
Hang on, you flip what?
You flip because it goes 9 and then it's 18, which is one less than 9. And then you've got 27, which is one 36. Less and one more. Yeah. So if you look at it,
and eventually you get
going
to 45 and
you're going down.
And then 63 instead of 36.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I have to remember it.
11s, you just add the number in the middle, right? No, that's...
I don't know if I had a thing for 11s. Yeah, some of them just fit easily, and you just don't even have to know your
I'm
thing.
I'm great at ones.
You're very good
times
at ones.
Twos,
you got
zeros?
Your twos?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know why they would put the time zero on the test. I was like, that's just a gimme.
Yeah. I feel like I'm good at 13 as well. Is that a...
Now that's a brag.
What?
That's a brag.
Why?
13s don't even exist. What are you talking 13s about?
13s definitely
13
exist.
13 times tables doesn't exist.
I can do 16, but only up to times 4. I have no idea what 16 times 5 is. 16 times 4, 80? 64.
Is it because of brackets? God,
kind
we're
of.
Smart.
Aren't brackets.
We're so highbrow.
What are you talking about?
People are listening right now going, really?
Yeah.
I got up for this. These people get paid to talk about the times tables.
Yeah. Hey, you could be listening to a tape that is the times table or a song about the times table. What did you have, Nick?
5 times 1 is 5. 5 times 2 is 10. 5 times 3 is 15.
You should stop giving it away for free.
Yeah, you need to make that, record that, make it downloadable.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Intern Jenna's dad tweets at Jason and Deb, says, is it my imagination or does Deb's laugh turn slightly evil whenever she mocks Jason's mispronouncements?
Oh, yeah, it gets evil. I think it starts evil. It gets eviler.
It gets eviler?
Eviler. I chatted with intern Jenna yesterday.
Oh, yeah? How is she?
She's
is everything good?
You know where she is right now?
I do not know.
She's right there.
When,
I'm pointing out the window,
out the back
over
door?
The fence, over the other fence in that house over there.
Okay.
She's dog sitting for CJ,
the
afternoon guy. Yeah, so we're going to have a social distancing. Well, really, it's only so she can FaceTime Billy, her dad, for Alfie. So, yeah, she's going to come over and sit in the front yard with me.
Does CJ still live there? I thought he moved.
Yeah, well, wherever he lives, she's house sitting for him if he doesn't live there anymore. I don't know.
I don't think he lives there anymore, but yeah. Yeah. Well, either way, he lives close enough to where she can come in here and help out with the podcast. Right?
Billy, how you doing today? I hope you're well. I look forward to chatting with you later.
Davis the Door Guy says, yes, Nick, the 11 trick is you split any number times 11 in half and add them to create the middle number, i.e. 11 times 14 is 154.
Wait, hang on a sec.
Yeah, that you kind of blew 14. My mind.
Well, you take the 1 from the first 11, the 4 from the 14, and you add the two ones digits, I think. So 11, 11 is 121. 11 and 12 is 132. 11.
Great.
Who goes up to 14 anyway? Don't go past 12.
Yeah. If you have to multiply more than...
Oh, I can do 14.
That's a flex.
I can do 14 real good, too.
Oh, go. 14 nines.
14 nines?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
14 times 9.
Okay, 126.
I mean, I'm not going to check. I'm not
You just went to 14 times 10 and then subtracted 14. I'm onto your tricks.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That's not multiplying.
That's subtraction,
what,
Jason.
What is it?
Subtraction.
It's fancy addition.
All right.
I'll not stand for this cheating.
Is this
That's
the show?
Masturbation.
Is this the show that you have been waiting to return? We're back.
Back
today,
dude,
after a week of vacation.
A week of terrible vacation.
See, I was expecting to not enjoy it. I thought it was tremendous, man.
I hated it.
I thought just having nothing to do, nowhere to go.
That's not fun for me.
That was great.
I don't like staycations. I don't. I mean, I remember when we first started working together, you never went anywhere. You never left town. You always did staycations. And you'd even complain.
Are you the one? Yeah.
Yes.
Are you the one who infected me with this?
The travel bug.
You should try traveling thing?
Yeah.
Because, it is awesome here. Just stay here all the time.
It's not awesome here now.
There's
nothing to do. I've watched all the episodes of Dark, all right? I finished it. and it's so good. I might just go back and watch the end episode. Just
congratulations.
I saw Alex, our old producer, post on Facebook that he had just finished it, and it was before I had finished it. And he's like, I'm not sure it was the ending that we wanted, but it wrapped things up pretty well. And
yeah, I finished it as well.
You finished it as well?
It's okay. I've been saying this since season one.
It got so weird.
The Netflix version, like the American version of Dark, is going to be so good. It's going to be so good because they're going to fix all these kind of weird things.
Are they making one?
I'm sure they will eventually.
It's too late. I've seen this one. I don't need an American one. You don't need it. It's in German.
But they did okay. Did better. Look, you did better than Lost. That's always my barometer on how to end a series.
Wow. Okay?
Yeah, it's
better
so good.
Better than Lost.
It's a bit scary.
Better than Sopranos.
So if you like sort of chilling things, it's so good. And the casting. I was geeking out over the casting because they portray these characters over different decades. So you'll see them as
really
like
good.
Teenagers. You'll see them as like 35, 40-year-old people because it's every 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get to see them as old people as well. So sometimes they'll all be in the same room as each other, mm-hmm. all the different time iterations of said person.
Right.
And like young Ulrich, perfect. Ulrich, perfect. Old Ulrich, oh my God. Like, how did you get a guy with that same nose?
Yeah.
And
there's one lady that she has a mole on her face.
Yeah, I know. Ines.
I was like, did you just find
Ines.
Yeah, did you just find all the actresses in Germany that have moles and cast them over the ages? Is somebody having to wear a fake mole?
Yeah, which one of them had the real mole?
Yeah.
It's so good. It's very trippy, and it's not one to watch if you drink. I definitely had to rewatch some episodes go back. I would turn it on, and the little red line on the Netflix says, "Oh, I've watched that one." So the next one comes up, and I'm like, what in the actual F is happening?
Which especially is weird when it's a show about time travel and you're literally watching scenes.
And then I don't even want to say what happened with the split, but then it's like, what? What? Two Martas? How can there be two Martas?
Also, they are not shy about showing boobs on these people that are supposed to be playing teenage girls.
Oh.
Like, I was like, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Marta's got a nice pair.
Oh, Francesca.
Okay. Ah,
I recently started having, I don't have these at all, but I started having sex dreams about now I can't remember her name. She's she's one of the last people to die in Breaking Bad. She gets them the methylamine. She works for
the Lydia.
Oh, the Lydia. South American or German or something.
She works for the German company.
I don't even like her. In fact, I severely dislike her character, and I just started having these dreams where we were being intimate
Rodart
together.
Rodart Quayle is her last name, which is just, oh, God.
That's the actor?
No, that's her character. It's Lydia Rodart Quayle.
Oh, because she was married to an American guy, like that. Right?
Well, that's just who's the Breaking Bad guy, the creator,
Vince Gilligan.
That's just him showing off with Rodart. Yeah, no, that's not a real word.
I mean, it's a name.
Get out of here.
Oh my God.
Okay, sure. I started watching a new show over the break, guys. Have you heard of this program? It's called Veep.
Oh God!
Ooh, congratulations!
You again jumping on an old one.
It's
great, right?
Hang on, you're never going to believe this. It's got the girl from Seinfeld in it, and she's the vice president of the United States. But she's kind of a dummy. All right.
She's a dummy. She just makes some dumb decisions.
Yeah, she's a dummy.
Is she more of a dummy than Walter White when he just won't retire as a millionaire meth guy?
I don't know. I'm only like 8 episodes in. But so far, it seems like she's a dummy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She is surrounded by a lot of dummies, I'll tell you that.
What are you talking about? No, she's surrounded by smart people. Everybody else around her is doing, it's pulling her weight.
Gary. Right. Tony Hale.
Jonah.
Gary's a bit. Jonah is awesome.
Not part of her team.
Yeah, he's an awesome character, but he's horrendous if you actually have to live with him.
He embraces it too. Like, you're in for a ride,
God.
My friend.
Really?
My God. Yeah, he does lean into it. It's very good.
I'm excited.
Brought back My Girl?
Yeah, My Girl's Alive.
Anna Chomsky?
Yeah. That was a real dick thing that you did to the Home Alone kid, My Girl. All right.
God, we're idiots.
Send him out there to get that ring.
Is this what you wanted?
She did send him? He went to prove his love.
She knew what she was doing, okay? She knew what was up.
Incel logic.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb, says, didn't Jesse Plemons' character Todd in Breaking Bad have a huge crush on Lydia? Is Jason turning into a Todd? Are we going to find Jesse Pinkman tied up cooking meth somewhere in the dick house?
I'm trying to follow along.
Well, you're reverse Todding, because that's when he was starting to become fat Damon. You're going the other way. You're skinnying up.
They made the, what is it called? El Camino, Breaking Bad movie.
Yeah.
Which takes place, I mean, literally the day after the end of the series.
He did not age well.
Yeah. Well, I think he aged. He wears it well, all right? But he's just like way larger, and you're like, I'm just supposed to be cool with this. It's just going to be fine.
Yep.
There's no problem.
Aaron Paul's got no hair.
They should have just had a throwaway line about how he got stung by a bee or something.
Nirvana says, Jason, have you given Solar Opposites a try? You might like it more than Rick and Morty. It doesn't try as hard to be as smart and meta, very funny, and a quick watch. You know, I will say, Rick and Morty is, it's brilliant, it's very good, is a little too smart. Like, there are times where I have to pause it and rewind. And I'm
think
just,
about things.
I'm just like, hang on, what just happened here? How did I follow all of those things?
I felt that way watching Dark, though. There were a few times I was like, I've lost my brain because I'm not following along.
Uh-huh.
And then you realize, oh, that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so, I felt okay to watch a really smart show.
Mm-hmm.
But there were definite times when I was confused, and that was embarrassing.
I mean, it was the complexities of the Dark narrative that after I finished it, I was like, okay, I got to turn on this psych show, this terrible
to clean your brain.
Like, I need something super dumb.
Simple, yeah.
And I almost went to finish Too Hot to Handle on Netflix, but I was like, I'm not that dumb.
That's too dumb.
Too dumb.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
101X, Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
At minus the Daniel tweets at Jason and Deb says, I've been rewatching Breaking Bad and I get so mad whenever I think Walt could have ended it here. Then he proceeds to complicate things so much more. He ruined so many people's lives with his greed. Yeah, I feel like I've been saying that for years, that I just want the last two seasons of Breaking Bad to be Entourage, all right?
Just him partying?
Yeah, you have...
Not with Skyler, hopefully.
Now that you've got millions and millions, let's just retire. Let's just chill.
I could watch Walt and Walt Jr. take Vegas. That would be fun. Skyler, stay at home, bitch.
Walt does have a system for finding cards, so, you know...
Mm.
You would wreck shop on the
I don't want to full on vindicate Deb, but I do got to say, watching it through the second time, Skylar is a little much.
She's unbearable. Is way too nice for her.
I don't know that she's the worst, but I tell you what.
She is one of the worst.
When she and her sister are in scenes together, I'm like, I'm just going to tune this one out. All right. Just going to skip past this one. I don't need this one.
Misogynistic bastard.
Hang on, what?
What's wrong with two women being in one scene?
You're calling her the worst.
Yeah. I can do that. You can't. I'm
you
a lady.
Can, yeah. God, Jason.
You say so, man.
Nah, she just objectify women.
Skylar just rubs me the wrong way.
What does she do?
She just rubs me the wrong way. I just find her a very unlikable character. Mm-hmm. I like Marie. I think Marie is sort of quirky.
She's the worst.
No, I don't know. I see. She doesn't bother me.
She starts off rough, but she gets better.
Marie?
What does she do that gets better?
I don't know. They just kind of tone her down, her Marie-ness, and make her more of a well-rounded character instead of just being like, hey, the purple sister.
She does
love purple, doesn't she? Everything is purple.
I remember when it was first going on, some fan went and chronicled like what colors each character was associated with based on their outfit. And, you know, Walt, it's like, oh, he slowly goes from like browns and plaids to blues and this. Mm-hmm. Marie is just an entire just streak of purple.
She is just
pretty purpley.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a relationship with someone, if you're married and they have some weird obsession with some color like that, is that cool that they get to enforce that in the house, that everything has to be purple or whatever they like? Ooh. Like, is that fair to your partner to say, if we're getting a new couch, it's got to be purple because you know me, I love purple.
That's why Hank was just hanging out in the garage making his beers and playing with his rocks. No. He's like, everything else is purple.
It's not a rock. It's the only place it's not purple.
It's a mineral.
Jeez. We are talking about old S again. What is wrong with us?
Sports brought to you by Pants. There's no sports going on still. That one dude ate all the hot dogs again.
I think there was some soccer action on this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Give me a soccer report.
I don't know. Arsenal played someone. Maybe Arsenal played Norwich. Was that last week? I forget what. I don't know. I was listening to a bit of English radio last week while I was home.
Mm.
So I had some goings-ons over there.
Okay.
They've opened up a bit. You can go out now. You can bubble. They want you to bubble with people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which we're already doing, you know, basically on the show. We're our own bubble. We don't see anyone else at work. And so they're doing that in England now. You can choose one family member or one friend, one household, and they become your bubble.
Now, I know that was before they opened the bars. Is that all out the window now after the pubs are open?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that one. I'll have to ask my niece. She was sending me pictures of her at the beach every day. A little bit nervous at
that.
Forward the nice pictures.
Just see
the scenery of the English beaches.
I'm curious about how things are over there on the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? I know that it's also summertime there, but is it nice?
It has been very hot. Yeah.
I feel like we officially passed into it's too hot now.
Oh, it's like grossly hot.
Yeah. It was.
I don't like to leave the house if I don't have to.
I almost made it down to the basketball court yesterday, but I was like, you know what? I have to
turn around.
I have to turn and go back because I could collapse at any second now.
Damn, Gina.
Yeah. It was also just like I was hungover AF.
And oh God.
Needed water.
The heat affects you worse when you're hungover for real.
Yeah.
I'm getting away from it.
I think I had like three sparkling waters for breakfast just all in a row. And I was like, nope, still thirsty.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
101X. Jason, Deb, the morning X. Deb, how can you say you didn't do anything on vacation? Your dog has got paint on him.
That is true. I wish I'd got a better picture of him when it was still fresh and I hadn't had to put him into the pool.
Is he supposed to be patriotic? Is that...
I don't know. I wasn't responsible for all of the painting.
He's sort of red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I did a blue handprint on his bum.
all right, of course.
And then, we were having a social distancing 4th of July at my friend's pool. I feel very comfortable going to my friend's house when we sit outside. I'm not really a big fan of the idea of having like a house party or anything. I don't want to do that. But if I'm outside... Right. I feel good about it. But yeah, we decided for one, I don't know what reason, but that we were just going to be like at a rave and just painted up our faces and bodies and children and animals. So everyone got the same treatment.
Uh-huh.
And majority of it got washed off in the pool. Which was nice.
Alfie's been painted before, though, right? Was it, I guess I...
4th of July. No.
St. Patrick's Day.
It was last year's St. Patrick's Day because we didn't have one this year. It got ruined
by
Corona.
Right.
Yeah, but I put a green shamrock on him with body.
Shamrock-ish.
It was a shamrock to begin with, and then it just bled. And then I was like, you know what? He doesn't like a wash. I'll just leave it on there. But I know every time you lean over and look at him, and he's got the red head.
I'm worried because it does hit by an axe. Appear that he could be wounded.
He's fine. He's very tired.
Uh-huh. I feel you on that one, Alfie.
He's very tired. He doesn't like getting up early.
Mm.
It's not cool.
What time do you like getting up, Alfie?
He says 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's
acceptable time to wake up.
10 a.m. is... I would say that getting up at 10 is the same for me. Like, anytime the alarm goes off, I just don't want...
If you just naturally wake up.
Yeah.
I worked out last week, and I went early.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was stupid. What am I doing that for? Getting up when I'm on holiday. I should just be able to lay there and lounge, and whenever I decide to flip myself out of bed, I can go.
I think it's half because of this job has trained me to wake up unnaturally early, and then half because my stupid gym games on my phone always has something that I need to attend to, either an orb or energy is full.
Right.
But like I will wake up super early. And then usually, like over this last week, I would go for just a nice pre-AM walk. We'd watch the sun kind of rise up where it's not still kind of dark. The birds are kind of chirping a little bit. It's awesome. It's so good. It's cool for the most part. And then I'll go back to sleep. And then I'll wake up again like at 10 or 11. Yeah.
Hmm.
Really? You're getting up and then working out and then going back to bed? See, that's ruined it. Once I've worked out, there's no nap to be had. There's no going back to bed. Once I've worked out.
You're doing it wrong because I'm exhausted.
Once I've worked out. No, it's the opposite for me. When I've worked out, I'm energized and I'm like ready. All right, let's do this.
That's for like a little while, right?
No, I can't work out past like 4 or 5 o'clock, and 5 is pushing it because otherwise it's like I'm like the Energizer Bunny after that. And I'm working out today at 12.
Now, in between the going for a walk and going back to bed, I will eat breakfast, which is probably a huge amount of food, and just undoing all that walking.
Uh-huh.
And so that usually tampers down that energy. It's like, oh, gotta counter with a food baby.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's quite the intricate system.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all gone. It's all gone. There's no pre-AM walks anymore. There's no going back to bed, getting up twice in one morning.
And if I had to do it now at 4 a.m, it would be a run. I'm not walking. I'm running. It's scary outside when it's dark.
It's scary?
In Manila.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's very posh over there. There's no scary peoples. You're a dude.
There's at least one, and he's got all my change because he stole it from my car.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Or
her.
Or her. Exactly. Well, maybe you should learn to lock your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I lived in Mueller. It's so nice.
That's a good point.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.